Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us today. Looking forward to the balance of our broadcast as we face the issue. We're asking the question, will America survive? Is it possible that America will no longer survive? Is it possible that we will see the demise of a constitutional republic and the sovereignty of America will dissipate and disappear in the near future? Is that possible? I say that it is based on the authority of the scripture. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to that dialogue and discussion, let me remind you that this Sunday, the 15th of May, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Sunday morning, right here at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, First Conservative Baptist Church, will have the Mark V Quartet worshiping with us. They'll be in concert, be singing some wonderful old gospel songs, some of the songs of old, some of the songs that will draw our hearts and our attention toward God and God's Word before the pulpit message on Sunday morning. Listen just for a moment at some of the singing that you will be blessed with this Sunday at First Conservative Baptist Church.
Jesus Christ the Lord opened up the way to glory when he died to save us from our ruined state. And he asked that we shall go tell the world the story how his blood will save them from their awful fate. Jesus Christ the Lord opened up the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you call good gospel singing. It is singing that honors the Lord. It's singing that honors the Word of God. It's not that pop-up music. It's not the hip-hop. It's not the rock and roll with the lights out and the strobe lights going and the smoke machine going that you find in so many churches today. It's just that kind of singing is a stench in the nostrils of God, in my most humble opinion. Now, you can get angry with me, but that's all right. I believe that we need to have good gospel singing, and that's just a sample of what we will experience and be blessed with on Sunday morning at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, exactly 1 mile south of I-295. Your invitation is open to you. I suggest get here a few minutes early. We're limited in capacity of seating. We'd love to have all seats filled, but we'd love to have you be with us on Sunday morning, May the 15th, 10 a.m. at First Conservative Baptist Church. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, will America survive? Is it possible with these things taking place that America can survive, all of these coming together? I believe we're at the tipping point with the culmination of all of these things taking place. If it were just any single one of them, it would be different and it would be difficult, but it still would be something that could be overcome. But I believe we're watching it come together with the storm clouds that's been gathering for several years now, especially under the Biden administration, the socialist, Marxist, communist regime that's in control of our government today. We're watching the gasoline prices soar, and we still haven't hit the top point of that yet. I believe we're finding in America where across the nation, the average price is going to be $8 to $10 a gallon before the summer is over. We're watching the baby formula disappear off the shelves in the grocery stores with parents in a panic-stricken mode trying to figure out what to do. We're watching food shortages, fertilizer shortages, crop failures, and serious famine that's underway on a global basis. So the question is, what's going to take place? How are we going to feed our families? What's going to happen? Now, there are a lot of people that have been preppers, as they call it, for years and years and years with some closet in the home filled. I don't necessarily believe that we need to do to go to that extent, but I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that there's going to be a shortage of food products on the shelves, whether you realize it or not. The products that you use every day, I believe we're watching it dissipate. And ladies and gentlemen, simultaneous with that, we're watching the Ukraine war where Russia's invading. We're watching it escalating now. I believe it is the starting point. Listen carefully. I believe what we see happening in Ukraine today is the starting point, is the flashpoint of World War III. Now, I pray that I'm wrong. But ladies and gentlemen, when you look at what the scripture says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where there's coming a day where Russia will try to invade Israel, and you say, well, Ukraine's not Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, Ukraine's made up about one quarter of their population with Jewish people. Israel has already gotten involved in trying to negotiate a peace settlement. Russia's already pointed their finger at Israel, demanding they give up the Golan Heights. Russia's already demanded that some other things be given and done, or Russia's going to do something against Israel. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the flashpoint, the starting point, the match being lit for World War III. We're watching that take place. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia leads a five-nation coalition that's going to be coming against Israel and turn into a global conflagration, and I would call it World War III, ultimately leading into, ladies and gentlemen, the Battle of Armageddon that wraps up the whole wrap-up of the cataclysmic events on a global basis. Today, our news just reminded us of the fact. I'm looking at an article that says North Korea launches three ballistic missiles toward the Sea of Japan ahead of the Biden-Seoul visit, South Korea. The article states this: North Korea on Thursday fired three ballistic missiles toward the eastern waters, South Korean defense officials said. The reported provocation comes as Joe Biden is preparing to visit South Korea and Japan next week, where he will discuss opportunities to deepen our vital security relationships, the White House says. Japan also detected the North Korean launches. Japanese Prime Minister instructed officials to do their utmost to analyze the launch, ensure safety of aircrafts and vessels in the area, and to take precaution and readiness for any possible emergencies, according to his office. Thursday's launch was North Korea's 16th round of tests just this year alone. They have included the North's first test of an intercontinental ballistic missile since 2017, and there are also signs that North Korea is preparing, listen, to conduct its first nuclear test at a remote testing ground in Northeast, according to the Associated Press. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching nation after nation after nation laugh at America, flex their muscles at America because they see a cognitively depleted Joe Biden, and they're laughing at America today, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the weak Joe Biden that is evident cognitively depleted. As the world watches, it is putting America in major jeopardy. And simultaneous, ladies and gentlemen, these things taking place, of all things, we're watching the Biden administration destroy our military capabilities, even though they have shown in the budget an increase for the for our military, an increase in the budget. Because of inflation, the 3% increase in the budget's been eaten up with an 8% plus inflationary rate. So we're literally reducing our military power, reducing our military preparedness, reducing our military ability, while all of the other nations are building up their military power, with America in the crosshairs of their future strikes against our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, millions of Americans are slaughtered today. I'm using that term. You may not. Millions of Americans are being slaughtered today through the COVID vaccination. And yet somehow, some way, there's a mindset that we need to keep saying you need to get a boost for your booster and your booster. Now, CDC and the FDA saying that perhaps there's a need for a COVID shot every 5 to 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not an iota of change in the vaccination or the shot, the jab. It is simply, ladies and gentlemen, a joke for somebody to think, well, I got the jab and I'm protected. You realize, you recollect back when the vaccinations were first promulgated, when the Moderna and the J&J and the Pfizer pharmaceutical houses bragged about who had the best vaccination. That's what they were doing. It's supposed to be a 97% to 99% efficacy rate that Joe Biden has said, and Anthony Fauci had reminded us on television time and time again, you get vaccinated and you're protected against COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a laugh. That's a joke. It's not only the fact that you're not protected with a COVID shot, you're absolutely infected with future potential medical ailments, medical debilities for the rest of your life once you've taken the COVID. Now, listen, I understand perhaps thousands of you that's listening today, you've already had the COVID jab. I can't help telling you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. There will be major medically inflicted maladies as a result of the COVID jab. And while all of that's taking, we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, the big picture. The big picture. We're looking at all of these things in and of themselves singly would not be as nearly as bad, but we're watching all of these things come together with the net being drawn today. As we're finding the gas prices skyrocketing, as we're finding formula for baby's food dissipating off the shelves, as we're watching the food shortages and the fertilizer shortages and the crop failures with serious famine underway on a global basis, as we're watching the Ukrainian-Russian war morph into global World War III, as we watch North Korea thumbing his nose, Kim Jong-il, thumbing his nose at Joe Biden and America, as military is weakening, and as we find millions of Americans suffering from the COVID jab, and the CDC and the FDA records are now being cleansed to control the insight and the information as to what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a difficult thing, but we need to understand that these things are taking place, and it's setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, setting the stage for the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, to step on the scene and rule and to reign with an iron fist in the future days after the rapture of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, that man of sin, the Antichrist, is now on the scene. Someone asked one day, said, Pastor, do you believe the Antichrist is alive? I believe he's alive and well on planet Earth. Do I believe that he knows who he is? No, he doesn't. But he will be the one that will be elevated future to the position of supposedly being able to bring peace on a global basis. And every nation around the globe is looking for that person, that individual, that could step on the scenes and bring about peace around the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate peacemaker there's only one, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But man keeps looking for an individual that can bring that about. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article now that says, the mark of the beast. New tech lets you pay with your hand. There's a new technology story that about every day these stories come out for self-driving cars, new weaponry that is appearing in Russian war against Ukraine, from the government tracking people through their cell phones to various streaming and subscriptions, entertainment options through computers, and someone always has something new. The report profiles Patrick Pullman, who has a new computer chip implanted in his hand. And ladies and gentlemen, the article goes on how this person has the implant in his hand. It's a computer chip. He can just swipe something and buy what he wants to buy, pay his bills without having to write a check. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, that's the future. Let me just tuck in this. Today, the top news has been those fiat coins, crypto coins, all of them across the board with each designation have failed about 50%. Hundreds of thousands of people will lose millions of dollars as a result of the crypto coin's failure. It is going to set the stage for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden to be able to carry out what Joe Biden has already by executive order stated must happen, and that's the Fed coin, so that you do not have greenbacks in your wallet. You don't have to have a charge card. Everything will be done from your cell phone, and if you do not obey the government, then they simply push the button, and you have no funds, no ability to pay a bill, et cetera, et cetera. We're on the fast track for that. Yes, we're talking about the demise of the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, you'll be the question to comment, please.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Glenn, one of our four sons. I am thankful for him, and I'm delighted that he has time to call in today for us to kind of pick his brain. Glenn, you've heard all that's been said. What are your comments? What's your position? What are your thoughts?
We are living in an age of unprecedented advancements in technology. When you see some of the articles, I read one last night where there's a pair of glasses you can put on, and if the person is using sign language in front of you, the glasses will display a little has a little inside display with the words translating sign language to the person who's wearing the glasses. Any language, it'll pick it up, and it will automatically put it into language format for you to read. That's outstanding. Think of all the barriers that can be overcome by just that. Advances in medical technology, and then stuff that's the satellites that are in space, all the link for internet service. We're living in an age where things that are going on now would have been, holy smoke, they would have been considered not only miracles of advancement, but they dazzle the mind as the possibilities, and we're just seeing a little bit of it. The technology is increasing. I think they said it goes three times, or it's an exponential three times every year. It's leaping over itself. But at the same time, we're watching the government squeeze the people. I read an article last night where roughly 50,000 people in New Zealand have already escaped their country because the window of opportunity has opened after all of their severe lockdowns. They kept bragging, Jacinda or whatever her name is, the leader there, kept bragging that they were leading the way and they were the, I guess, the tip of the spear for the best lockdown response to the COVID virus. And all the people suffered. They were actually being pulled into internment camps. It's nothing else you can call it.
That's right.
So now that the window of opportunity is there, over 50,000 people have escaped from New Zealand. And they say, oh, no, they go to the U.K. and they get additional knowledge and training, then they come back. Now, I don't think those people are coming back, but they had it the worst. The governments around the world experimented on the populations, not just with a vaccine, but with how far they could press a person till they broke, as far as shutting down businesses, shutting down churches, all these things. But I'm reminded of Mark chapter 13. And Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. But watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. But when they arrest you and deliver you, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given you in that hour, speak that. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And then it goes on to talk about the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel, and where he'll go into the Jewish temple and desecrate the temple and demand to be worshipped as God. That'd be the Antichrist. But
yes,
all of these things are transpiring around us, and there's a sense of constant fear and hopelessness, but we know that as a Christian, we will be provided for. We might actually get arrested just for being a Christian, but they won't call it that. It will be the Christian's resistance to the crushing of our rights, and they're hating us. Tucker Carlson had a show the other night, and he says, it looks like the left is absolutely anti-Christian. They are actually going to come against Christians, but they won't say it's because of your Christianity. It's because you didn't comply to a rule or a procedure or a lockdown or something where they're telling you you can't speak out from the Bible or the hate speech. They're going to come after us for that. But my Bible says not to worry because it's going to happen. It's not saying it might happen. It says it's going to happen.
Amen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Glenn, on the heels of what you're saying, I'm looking at an article that says Biden FDA commissioner says misinformation is the leading cause of death in America. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Robert Califf said in an interview that the misinformation is the leading cause of death in America. Do you buy that? They're saying that it's the leading cause of death, and therefore they're clamping down. It is exactly what you're saying. They're clamping down on free speech, and the primary free speech they're clamping down on is the conservative speech, the Christian speech, the patriot speech, and it's considered misinformation, and as misinformation will be prosecuted, persecuted, and chased to the ends of the earth, if you will, as a result of it.
Can we prosecute Fauci for lying to us? Can we prosecute the ones at the CDC for lying to us, the ones at the FDA that even circumvented their own controls to allow the pharmaceutical companies to make money and lie to us? Nope. They just want the folks that are the conservative Christians because we're not going with the narrative. We didn't take the cheese and the bait of the lies. What's the fellow's name? Is it Jim Johnson that's a representative?
Yes.
He called him right out. He says,
Ron Johnson.
Okay. He said, the government is the one who has been promoting misinformation and lies, but nobody calls him out on it. You know, it was all about Russia, Russia, Russia. And then the whole thing was debunked, even though all the media and all the government agencies were saying it was about Russia and Trump. And turns out it was about Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee that had paid for all this to happen, and they were actually spying on Trump's internet service. At one point, Trump came out and said, I guess publicly, that he knew he was being spied on by Obama. And they said that in the back channels, in the emails, the FBI, it says, basically, we need to have a meeting to see how much he knows. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They went into a scramble because the FBI is an organization that has been weaponized politically against conservative targets. And that there's a... Project Veritas came out with something yesterday or the day before, and he's interviewing a whistleblower at the FBI who basically says, yes, they weaponized this against Project Veritas because it was a political pressure. It wasn't necessarily a criminal investigation, but they labeled it as a sensitive investigation because it was technically a media outlet, and that also keeps a lid on what can be discussed internally by the FBI while they try to crush Project Veritas because they supposedly had one of the Biden's diaries, Biden's daughter's diary or whatever, that had been discarded. Okay, so they just came in and kicked in the door of his house or business and took everything.
Yes.
In fact, there was some rumor that they would probably try to put child pornography on some of their computers to make it look like they were involved in something like that.
Yes.
And you're
Greg,
like,
Glenn, hold your thought for just
our
a moment.
FBI.
Hold your thought for just a moment. We've had Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Young Blood Clan. How you guys doing?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Good, good. Hey, Glenn, that's called Moore's Law, doubling of the processing speed there. It's actually an interesting theory. I've read a little bit about it. You're absolutely right, Glenn. Jesus told us. They're going to hate you because they hated me first. And I believe that our government is doing everything they can, along with every three-letter agency that's under their control or sway, to turn against anybody that has anything that will taint their narrative. And their narrative is no good. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out these boys are up to no good.
Oh no, it's coming. There, every one of the governments are locking arms for a one world government system, a one world economic system, and then the one world religion. Even the Pope is on board.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
coming.
Well, gentlemen, I wish both of you a very blessed day. May God bless you richly and your entire family. Y'all be good.
Thank you, Jim. God bless you. Thank you for your comments. Glenn, I'm looking at an article. We're talking about the free speech and the lockdown and the lies that we've been told, and yet they're wanting to control conservatives and Christians and patriots with what we say. This article says, Fauci's next lockdown victim, free speech. Anthony Fauci delivered a bizarre commencement address Saturday at the University of Michigan, where he implied that freedom of speech should be the next lockdown target. After botching the COVID pandemic, Team Fauci needs a backup plan to reduce their accountability to the upcoming midterm elections. Fauci sang from the same song sheet recently used by other officials in the Biden administration. Their top priority has become to control all information and to demonize all of those who dare to question the powers that be. in order to limit political fallout. They would otherwise drive liberals out of the office. It is our collective responsibility not to sink to a tactic acceptance of normalization of untruths, Fauci urged the impressionable young college graduates in his speech. Glenn, it's setting the stage. And let me say this for you and for our listeners, then your comment on it. I believe that between now and the elections, probably starting about July, August, or September, about 60 to 90 days before the election, we're going to find a major, major lockdown demand, a major, major requirement for masking again, a major resurgence of some unknown variant of COVID, and a major requirement that all conversation that's in the negative against the government cease. They're wanting to do that to then control the November election. What is your take on that? How do you respond to that statement?
Well, absolutely right. I read the article about Fauci addressing the college graduates, those young, impressionable minds. And we used to tell those college graduates to go out and look for truth and to speak their minds, free speech, to have the conversations back and forth and to analyze situations in order to come out with truth. But they're discouraging any free thought. They did a great job during the 2020 election of controlling social media to bend it to their positions for the Democratic Party. And they are scared to death that Elon Musk has bought Twitter and has already announced that he would reinstate Trump if he wanted to come back to the platform. As soon as the deal was in the works, conservatives that had been posting on Twitter, their followings went up, I don't know, 25-30% overnight. And they're like, that's unheard of. It doesn't happen. You know why? Because they turned off the algorithm that was preventing them from having additional followers, and it was turning off and suppressing how much, how far a reach they would have. Facebook did the same thing. I'm not saying that they have turned off the algorithm, but their algorithm limits what will go out. I've been off of Facebook for over a year now, but I noticed that I would put something out there that might be funny, and at least, you know, 100 of my friends might see it. I put out something that was conservative, nobody saw it. I put out something that might be political, nobody saw it. Didn't comment on it or didn't like it. They didn't see it because it pushed it so far down in the news feed for the algorithm that nobody would even go back in time because it placed it as if it had been put online 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Nobody Glenn, one final thought. Our time is dissipating rapidly. We've got about a minute left. But I'm looking at an article that says Biden demanding remote control switch for all new cars. And the summary of this article, Glenn, is that with all new cars, Joe Biden has just, through secret legislation, put it so that every car will have a kill switch so the government can determine where you go, how long you stay, how much driving you do, and control that. Glenn, we've got about 20 seconds to respond to that and then close our broadcast out with a challenge to our listeners.
We already have it. It's called OnStar. When I was working for the police department, if they had a stolen car that was hooked into OnStar, they could remotely blink the taillights so we could identify that it was definitely the car. They can shut the car down and lock the doors or unlock the doors for us remotely. It's already in. It's already here. The other thing is just about mileage, I think. The challenge is the Bible tells us what's coming. We need to be ready for it. We can't prepare for every situation, but as a Christian, we need to be right spiritually with God. We need to be spending time with God. We need to be telling other people about Jesus because they're not going to survive. If they're not a Christian, if they haven't asked Jesus into their heart to save them and repented of their sins, then they're not going to be in heaven with us, and they're going to have to suffer through the tribulation. If you think times are getting tight now, 7 years of tribulation is going to be horrible.
Absolutely. Glenn, our time is up. We're on a hard break for the wrap-up of our broadcast. Glenn, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's...